Adam Pengilly, you're there.
Morning, boys. How are you going?
Yeah, good morning. Got a question for you.
Yes.
The producer just came in.
Oh, gee.
Said Adam will be ready at 6:55. So let me say this to you, Mr. Pengilly. You're ready when we tell you, not when you want to come on. Okay?
I'm trying to change a light bulb. Sorry, buddy.
Sounds like pumping up a tyre.
How many people did you need to change it?
Listen, I'm about as hopeless as you guys with doing stuff around the house. Like, you know, those people who just have no idea how to do anything?
Yep.
That's me. That's me. But me, though, I know how to put pressure in a tyre. I don't need to open the door.
Righto. What's your tyre pressure for your car?
32. Well, okay. That's what it should be, isn't it? Isn't that the number?
Well, no, depending on what car you have.
Well, I've always been taught by my father it should be around that 32 mark.
Well, Laurie's got I think it's a Kluger. It's 35, 36.
35, 36 was, okay, 100%. Fair enough.
That's what Google said.
Live on the edge, Loz. Put 40 in, see how it goes.
Well,
it'll be a bumpy ride.
My little Mazda runs around at 32 tyre pressure, so that's all right. You should check that at some stage, though. I haven't done it for a while.
Well, we're just glad that you're good enough to come on at 6:55. Thanks,
sorry,
Adam.
Boys,
hang on. Cut him some slack. It was his birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, mate.
Yes, thank you, boys. Thank you. Yes,
how old?
A little bit older. 37 yesterday.
Did you run all the way?
Yeah. Actually, how funny is it? They're like, my birthday. They say truth is stranger than fiction. My birthday's on the horse's birthday.
It is true.
That it is. And speaking of horses, I hope you had a good day, by the way, mate. Sorry we weren't informed of your birthday yesterday. We'll have to blame someone for that, Lots.
It was Jono's birthday yesterday as well.
Was too.
So was you're the same day? Birthday as Jono.
That's a good day. Jono must be a good man. He is a good man.
Well, it was on the horses. You've got trials going on. There's some good horses going around this morning in the trials.
Yeah, can't wait to see Fangirl this morning, Jared. She's the headline act at Randwick this morning for the trials, and fascinated to see what Chris Waller does with her, this preparation, what sort of race he tries to target. I think he's used a race like the Epsom as a really good launching pad for his sort of, I suppose, 4-year-old mares coming out of their 3-year-old season. We've seen that with Winks in the past, so she's definitely one of the headline acts there this morning in the Congos going around, as well as Converge, who won the Randwick Guineas. And then we'll see a couple of other horses later in the morning as well that were trials, sort of starting off their 3-year-old campaigns too. So very keen to see a few of these horses trial this morning. It's that time of year, isn't it, where we sort of focus a lot on the trials heading towards the big spring race. It'll be around the corner in a couple of weeks' time.
We saw a couple of jockeys about a month ago, mate, suffer some serious falls. What's the latest update with them?
Yeah, Loz, we haven't spoken about them for a little bit, but some really good news with Alyssa Meredith, who's starting to walk a little bit more and eating on her own, was the last report that came out of Racing New South Wales yesterday. So it's going to be a very long road to recovery, but from all reports, she's coming along slowly and starting to make some really nice progress. And Leah Kilner, obviously up there in Brisbane as well, is starting to make some progress as well. So it was obviously an extremely harrowing time for their family and friends a few weeks ago, but... And as I mentioned, it's going to be a very, very long road to recovery for both girls. But at this stage, the signs are looking pretty positive.
And, we've got a couple of very high-profile trainers sending some more horses back to Melbourne this spring in the likes of Aidan O'Brien and Charlie Appleby.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating, Jared. So all the major entries are out for the big spring races down there in Melbourne a little bit later today. We're talking the Melbourne Cup, Caulfield Cup, Cox Plate, and all the suggestions are that Aidan O'Brien and Charlie Appleby bringing horses back down to Melbourne for the spring carnival. No doubt that Charlie, I think, is looking at bringing some horses to Sydney for the spring as well, targeting the Golden Eagle. But given all the protocols they had in Victoria last year, which I suppose scared away a lot of trainers, didn't want to subject their horses to those, I suppose, quite invasive protocols. They've been wound back a little bit, I believe, this year, and that's going to appease a few of those European trainers. So it'll be great to see some more high-profile European horses come down to Melbourne for the spring later this year, and no doubt that Aidan O'Brien and Charlie Appleby will be probably leading the charge in that respect.
And you've written today in the Sydney Morning Herald about the process that was done in finding that Nelson Asofa Solomona had no case to answer for that tackle on Wade Egan on Friday night over across the ditch. What, they deliberated for about an hour before deciding that, did they, Adam?
Did you boys listen to Luke Patton's video yesterday?
I didn't listen to it. I've just read his comments.
Yeah, I can understand where he's coming from in a few respects. And I'll be honest, guys, I did a story on the match review committee. It might have been last year, the year before. We're actually studying and listen to how they deliberate. And they are very thorough with their process. I know we sit here and go, oh, what a shocking decision that was, and how did they come up with that? I would never question the process they go through because it is extremely thorough. But even after his explanation yesterday, I still can't cop the fact that Nelson didn't get charged for that. I thought that was an extremely dangerous incident there in the Warriors game on the weekend. And Luke Patton, I think his exact words were that in his mind it was only potentially minor contact that Nelson made with Wade Egan. Well, he's got a few teeth that I think suggest otherwise, and a bit of blood spitting out the side of his face. So I think Nelson is one very, very lucky boy. As I said, I won't question the process they go through, but I definitely question their decision-making in that respect. I thought Nelson should have been charged for sure and be doing a stretch on the sidelines.
Well, I hope you got a bit of a birthday hangover, mate, and have a good day.
I'll try to, boys, and sorry about the late arrival today, and we'll chat again tomorrow.
Don't say sorry to Bulldog.
Apology accepted.
Good on you, mate.